Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and it's a real thrill and a treat to be talking with Karen Berquist and Linford Detweiler from Over the Rhine this evening. We're going to be talking about their brand new CD, Meet Me at the Edge of the World. And the 19 tracks on Meet Me at the Edge of the World were all recorded live in only 6 days with Grammy-winning producer Joe Henry. And most of the songs were literally born out of the land surrounding the 1830s brick farmhouse that Karen and Linford purchased about 8 years ago in southern Ohio. The couple refers to their home as Nowhere Farm. And upon moving there, they knew little about the land's flora and fauna, but over time, the land began to slowly reveal itself to them as they became more in tune with the natural setting and began calling trees, birds, weeds, and wildflowers by name. I love that. So, Karen and Linford, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Good to see you again, Ron. It's been a while.
Fantastic. You guys, aside from the brand new double disc Meet Me at the Edge of the World, are going to be performing live here in Cincinnati at Coney Island on Friday, September 13th. You want to tell us a little bit about what that show's going to be like?
Absolutely. We're especially excited about going back to Moonlight Gardens, not only because it's such a beautiful venue, but because we'll be debuting our touring band there for the first time this fall, and it's actually some of the great musicians that we recorded this project with out in South Pasadena, and that includes Jay Bellarose on the drums, Eric Haywood on pedal steel and electric guitar, and Jennifer Condos on bass, and our very own Nick Radina will be joining us as well on quattro and nylon string acoustic guitar. So six-piece band, and it's our first gig with the band.
What kind of material? I know for sure you'll be playing stuff off of Meet Me at the Edge of the World. Are we going to be treated to any older material?
Well, we're definitely going to lean heavily into this new project.
Yeah.
We're really excited about the new double album. 10 years ago, we accidentally made a double album called Ohio. So we're on track to get this double album thing happening about every decade or so. We also want to revisit some songs on The Long Surrender and pull a few from the catalog as well.
Let's talk about the sound on this new record. So I listened to it 3 times straight through. This has a very, what I call it, relaxed, laid back, understated, living room kind of sound.
Mm, cool.
Probably the most Americana thing that, at least, I mean, you guys have done stuff of that nature before, but this one really sounds like we're strumming acoustic guitars on this record.
Yeah, we've really tried not to make the same record over and over. With each record, we try to take a little bit of a left turn and find some new musical real estate. So I did talk to the band about getting a few of these songs out onto the back porch. You know, we have a back porch on our little farm that you mentioned. We call Nowhere Farm or Now Here, depending on how you look at it.
Oh, man, you're my man, Linford.
But Karen and I love to sit on that porch. So the old porch swing has kind of an allure of its own.
And it's been in my family for 3 generations. So,
that's right. That's
we kept
right.
The, we
That's
kept
a bit
the
of a story.
It's got a history.
But all the songs, as you mentioned, loosely revolve around this little place. And it's weird. I've been playing more piano on the records, but for some reason, this record really lent itself to more acoustic guitar. I felt like we were at a place with a record that we made called Good Dog, Bad Dog, where we kind of found something that really felt like we were starting to figure out what Over the Rhine was with that record.
Right.
And we had a little toolbox, and we kind of could have put a little formula together and really stayed with it. And with some of the records that followed that, Films for Radio and Ohio and Drunkard's Prayer, we really just felt kind of compelled to move away from that place of safety and to go out and explore and see what else was there.
as an artist myself, it's always great to see people just keep on going, opening up, expanding, utilizing their lives as the material. And in, certainly in the case of this record, your physical surroundings seems to have made a really, really deep impact.
Oh, definitely. So many of the songs were influenced directly by the land that we live on now. And the title track was a good example of that. I think I was walking the dogs, which I like to do, and I have this little path. And on the path, there's one little tupelo tree on our property, the only one. And every time I get to this point in the path, I get something, a signal, something happens. I can't explain it. I don't know why, but it's just a kind of a sacred thing for me. So I've learned to carry a notebook or a recorder or my iPhone or something. And one day the song just poured out right there, "Meet Me at the Edge of the World." And I wrote it down. So it ended up becoming the title track of the record. And I've decided to teach myself four-string tenor guitar. I'm trying to keep it fresh, you know. I'm trying to keep moving forward and learn something. And I bought this little four-string tenor from a friend because I liked the way it sounded. And it has all kinds of songs in it. So it's really playing me.
Hey, this is the second record you guys have done with Joe Henry.
Yeah.
There's something appealing about working with Joe for you guys, huh?
He's a real brother. I mean, he really is. And I think we've worked with some wonderful people in this industry and wonderful producers and musicians. But every now and then there's a little something extra, a little spark that's a gift. And we really connected with Joe. It does feel like he's a long-lost brother that we've been reunited with. And he just gets it. And he's so supportive and he knows what to do. He knows how to put the right people in the room together at the right time.
Right.
And then the weather changes, you know, and he's great at capturing that. And he and his wonderful engineer, Ryan Freeland, who is just incredible, they work magic together.
You guys have experienced some success in another realm as well with Kickstarter.
Yeah, we've actually never used that platform, but we've reached out directly to our audience now for two records.
Yeah.
And we've just invited people to be part of this process. A lot of labels have closed their doors and the music industry is kind of like the Wild West. And there are no rules. So we just appealed to our audience.
Which we're fortunate to have.
That's right. When we first had the opportunity to work with Joe, it felt like a bit of an adventure was unfolding. And we invited people to be part of the whole process. And then for Meet Me at the Edge of the World, we had people asking if they could join in again and be part of a process of making something. And so the one thing that we did differently this time was we actually invited people to come out to the farm for a couple of evenings of music if they were willing to pitch. Then when the first time we did it, I kind of had the metaphor of a barn raising in my mind, like a bunch of people getting together to put something up together. And now we're actually thinking of literally
doing that.
On our place where we have a group of people come out and have an Amish crew frame in a barn and then have a place to do some concerts
out of, maybe also, you know,
workshops.
Use it, as a retreat center. It's just something that gives back.
Fantastic.
You know? So we're still dreaming.
Yeah, we are. We've got big ideas. We've always had big ideas.
Karen and Linford from Over the Rhine, it's been a real pleasure to speak with you today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us again. Good to see you again.
Yeah, fantastic. And we want to remind you the new recording by Over the Rhine, Meet Me at the Edge of the World. And the band Over the Rhine will be in concert at Coney Island on Friday, September 13th.
And the tickets for that, Ron, I should mention, are available through our website.
All right, fine. So more about Over the Rhine and everything that's coming up with them is available on our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great evening.
Stand on cold concrete ground. they lie.